ABC Radio Australia.
In his first interview since he was appointed as head coach of the PNG's National Men's Rugby League team, the Kumul Stanley Tepend has told Pacific Beat his intention is to build on the legacy of his predecessor Michael Marram while putting his own stamp on the top job. Tepend, who is currently assistant coach with the PNG Hunters after leading Laysnack Tigers to the Digicel Cup Premiership in Papua New Guinea last season, doesn't have time on his side, with the Kumul set to play their first test match in over 2 years against Fiji next month. He's begun the process of assembling a squad, but concedes that the level of experience in the current Hunters team is not as great as in the past, and that means having to cast the selection net wider. But in the meantime, Coach Tepend says the reality of what he's taking on has just about sunk in.
Once the announcement was made, yeah, it's actually been weird in a way. Is it really happened? Am I really the coach of the national side? So it hasn't sunk in until after the game we played against Townsville Blackhawks last weekend. After the win, I was just in my room just thinking, geez, you know, it has really happened. And yeah, it's been unreal. But now I'm seeing that because of the late appointment, there's a lot of work to catch up on as a coach, like, you know, just eligibility of players and all that sort of stuff. And it's been tricky at times while trying to balance with the Hunters, but the Hunters staff have been really helpful.
I presume another thing that will help is, of course, you're not unfamiliar with the Kumul setup, and you worked as an assistant under Michael Marram. So is it a case of taking his legacy and moving it on, or do you intend to put an entirely new stamp on the way the Kumuls will be coached?
I'm still pretty close to the staff that I've worked with that Coach Michael put in place. So the transition when I was appointed was good in that sense, but players that I've been involved with being an assistant with the national side, some have got obviously a little older, a younger boys coming through have got more experience now, which is good. But then the staff, you know, some have moved on to other roles, so that's been difficult. But there's a majority of the staff are still there, like you said, which is helpful, and just trying to carry on from the success that Coach Michael had. But at the same time, there's probably an element where I'll probably change a little bit, but not too much, so we can try our best to just continue with the success that we've had.
In terms of the likely makeup of the squad, there's a test match coming up in June, and then, of course, the big one, the World Cup over in England later in the year. Are you going to have to rejig slightly where you select your players from? Because the Hunters side currently is a very young side, whereas perhaps previous Hunters sides have had a bit more experience in them. So I'm wondering whether that limits the number of players you could pick from the Hunters team.
You're right with that. With this media test in a couple of weeks, the selection process will be a little bit different. I'll have a wider range of availability on players at the World Cup during this first test. The England-based players won't be available because of the short turnaround and the long travel. And previous years, the majority of the players have been from the Hunters, but whereas now they're all new, they're still trying to find combinations, adjust to the speed of the game. That makes it challenging, trying to pick the national side. But I've got a clear indication of which players will be in the Hunters. It won't be as many as previous years, but my short time with the Hunters, I've got a clear indication who will make it. But also, it gives me an opportunity to see the other interest teams with PNG players in there as well. So just trying to balance that, mate.
And players from the NRL, and there are some obvious names like the dynamic duo Melbourne Storm with Justin Ollam and Xavier Coates going so well this season. But also Jack DeBellin at St George Illawarra, I gather, is indicated he would be interested in playing for Papua New Guinea. I mean, is he in your thoughts?
We've actually reached out to him already, and he said he's really keen, so that's a really big bonus for us. And we've got David Mead here with the Broncos. There's enough experience there. It's just filling in those other positions. We've got a couple of young Cowboys players. We've had our eyes on them for the last couple of years. They've got pretty big reps on them. Bailey Otto from the Bulldogs, we're just checking his eligibility. And we've got Lachlan Lamb. He's a bit more experienced now. Man, he's played first grade with the Roosters, so that'll be really good. Those players will have to lead the way for the new younger boys coming up.
I'm just wondering how concerned you might be at maintaining PNG's ranking, because you're currently ranked fifth. Samoa, Fiji, Tonga, there seem to be players left, right and centre putting their hands up to play for those three Pacific nations, and most of those players will come from the NRL or from Super League. So yeah, it's going to be tough for you, isn't it, to maintain PNG's position on the world ladder?
I guess you're right. They'd always had that advantage over us with their nations having a lot more NRL players coming through. and we've always had a handful. And I was just talking to some of the coaching staff the other day, just when they put on their Kumuls jersey, it doesn't matter how many NRL players we have. And that's going to be my biggest challenge, not who we don't have or what experience we don't have, but making sure that they understand what the jersey means to us. And that's probably one of the big things that Coach Michael has. You know, we didn't have the experience of NRL players, but we just wanted to play for the Kumuls, and that'd be my biggest challenge, I feel. Not so much having NRL players, but just making sure we get that part right.
As someone who's had considerable success in the Digicel Cup back in PNG, are you considering looking at the Digicel Cup teams for potential international players? I mean, might you be able to pluck a diamond or two from those players?
I'd like to say I would. I'd really like to think there is one or two players that I'd like to pick from the Digicel Cup. But having said that, you know, I've got a short period of time that I've been given up until the World Cup. I've just got to be really careful whether or not I bring them in for this first test. Most likely not, but further on, maybe World Cup, we could start bringing in one or two younger boys that might put their hand up for the Kumuls for the future. That might be more realistic for me to say than this test in 5 weeks' time.
One last point, Michael Marram MP, potentially. What do you make of that?
I think he'll be really successful in his province. I know that they have a lot of respect for him. And knowing Coach Michael over the last few years, he wouldn't do anything if he didn't put 100% and if he didn't think that he'd have a chance in changing something. So for me, knowing Michael over the last few years and having worked with him, I just know that he's picked this moment because he sees something greater happening that he can have an input for the country, which is good. And it'd be good for us to actually have a former coach as a member of parliament. So it'd be easy to, get decisions made our way, I guess. But all the best to him. And I've been reaching out to him on a regular basis as part of a mentor during my transition phase. So he's been really good as well. But yeah, we need more good leaders like him.